This is what I know. We wait. Wait as one war rolls into the next, until here we are. From adolescence, I memorized the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria. It goes back even further, but it signals the first of the world wars. I could go back to Attila the Hun, the Vikings, Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and the Pharaohs, but let's not get too lost, shall we? Lest we forget how it rolls into now. The last mass shooting at an Oregon community college, the last mass shooting at a black church during a prayer circle, the last mass shooting at a... Do we ever reach last? We wait, and know there will be another. Cassandra prophesied the fall of Troy. Troy did not listen, we still do not. Then there was Beirut, then Paris, so many others in between. 276 sets of parents crying for their daughters to return home. 276 living, breathing somewhere. We wait for release. We still wait. 147 in Kenya, 27 in Mali. Paris had received the warning, even New York, but Troy keeps failing to listen. And in the beloved motherland, 3,000 pairs of eyes, 3,000 mouths, 3,000 pairs of hands, duct tape shut. 3,001, 3,002, 3,003, 3,004, 3,005. Lauren Rosales, three bullets at her back, point blank, on a crowded jeepney floor. 3,011, 3,012, 3,013. A few more the same night, same neighborhood. 12,022, 12,023, 12,024. When can we stop streaming these numbers in blood until we erase them with our memory, not even waiting for the next 10,000, but waking up the next morning surprised from what we had already forgotten? Will it be me? Will it be you? Will you even believe me when I say tomorrow?